Today's shiur is Masechta Chulin Daf Tzamech Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samech Amid Be'ez, the last word on the last words on the Amid. Gemara quotes what we learned in the Mishnah. The Torah says, speaks about a bird, but Simana Oif Lo Nemru. The Torah did not mention what are the Simanim to determine what makes a bird kosher or not. Although we know that the Torah didn't give us the Simanim, but the halacha is that there are some simanim that through those simanim will know what is a kosher bird, what is a not kosher bird. A bird that is not dairus, a bird that doesn't attack, that's one simon. And we're going to explain and describe these simanim as we get deeper into our shir. A bird that doesn't have an extra finger, a bird that has a zefek, a oif who Kurkovnai is niklaf, is easily peeled. Those are the simonim. The first simon is a simon that's external to the bird, that it doesn't attack. And the other simonim are simonim that are part of how the bird is made up. There are many rishonim that suggest that when we speak about these simonim, the way to look at those simonim are the real main issue, the main simon that makes a bird not kosher, is the fact that it's a dairus. But in order for us to know which bird is a dairus or not, these other simonim help us know that if the bird has these simonim, that's a proof that it's a dairus. If a bird does not have these simonim, it's a proof that it's not a dairus. So the first rule, as we said, then any oif, which is a dairus, any bird that attacks is tameh, is not kosher. The Baal Amor explains that this rule, that any bird that attacks is non-kosher, that's the halacha, that's generally the halacha. However, there are examples, says the Baal Amor, where you will have a bird which is a dairus and it's still kosher. Because he says that there's a rule in Shas, taught us Masecht Ervin, Taf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Ein Lameidim in a Klos, that even though a rule is said, that rule always has an exception to the rule, unless when the rule is stated, the exceptions are stated along. And since here, the exceptions were not learned together with the rule, that means that there are exceptions to the rule. However, most of Rishonim of the opinion that any type of bird that is a dairus, any type of bird that has this characteristic will be considered a non-kosher bird. There's some that go further to say that any bird that we know is a dairus is in the family of the nesher, the eagle, which we're going to be discussing in our shir, which is the primary example of a bird that's not kosher. Rav Chaim Brisker explains that there are two separate rules. One is the fact that a bird is a dairus is a proof that this bird is non-kosher. And then there's another halacha. The halacha is that even if you'll have a bird that's not a dairus, that isn't enough to make it kosher. You'll also have to have, as we'll discuss extensively in our shir, Mitzvah Shem, some simone tahara. Taisa says that this rule that we're learning, that a oif that's a dairus is non-kosher, is not something that's a halacha mashmi Sinai. Just we go back to Noach in the Teva. We remember that when the Torah in Parshas Noach discusses the Teva, and Noach took in the kosher birds and the non-kosher birds, and there were two from the kosher birds and two from the non-kosher birds, and seven from the kosher birds, he explains, says Tosis, that at that point, it turned out to be most interesting, that none of the kosher birds were a dairus. And so too says the Rashba. This halacha that we're speaking about, oif being dairus is tameh, it's a Kabbalah that Chazal had, that you can't have a kosher bird which is also a bird that's an attack. The Reim says that the way to look at it is very differently. As we're going to discuss in our shiur now, that what is the paradigm of a non-kosher bird? The paradigm of a non-kosher bird is a nesher. And what we're learning now is that any bird that is part of the nesher family is not kosher. But it's interesting to say, when we speak about the nesher is an example, the nesher is an example of a dairus. But it's not the other way around, that it's really dependent on dairus or not. It really depends on the family of a nesher or not. So says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, the simanei oif le'nemru, is that the Mishnah said that the simanim of the oif are not mentioned in the Torah? Ask the Gemara, v'loi, is that true? V'tanya, the pasuk when it speaks about the non-kosher birds, the pasuk says, v'as elu tishak suban oif, lo ye'echlu, these birds we should stay away from, as sheketzheim, as shenesher. So the pasuk mentions as the nesher, as a non-kosher bird. And when we look at what is a nesher, it says, Naraman nesher, miyuchat she'en lo espa yisera, the nesher does not have an extra finger, it doesn't have a zefik, anchor krovna and niflof, v'daris v'eichel, it has all of these characteristics, and it's a tamei, it's a non-kosher bird, afkal kiyotzboi, so to any bird that has, that looks like the nesher, will be considered tamei. But according to this understanding of the Gemara, the Gemara is teaching us that only some bird that has all of the common characteristics, what was identified by a nesher, is going to be a non-kosher bird. If it doesn't have all of these characteristics that are exactly a non-kosher, that make you into that the nesher has, presumably it will be kosher. When we speak about a nesher, so Taisu says that we always speak about a nesher that it has that it's the eagle. But Taisus himself points out that if we look at the eagle, it does have the Espi Yisera. We still didn't explain Espi Yisera, but we will in Mitzvah Shem. However, the Ramban, because of this question, says that when the Torah uses the word nesher, and we always define nesher that the nesher is an eagle, it really isn't the eagle, it's the bald eagle. We look at the bald eagle, the description the Gemara just gave of a nesher, that is of a bald eagle. Even though there is no, as I've been saying, there is no other bird in the world that has the same characteristics of a nesher, what the Gemara is coming to teach us is that any bird that you will find that look like a nesher, that have these characteristics, will be considered in the nesher family. In other words, the Torah does mention 24 birds that are not kosher, but any other bird that we don't know how to look at it, if it has the characteristics of a nesher, then it will be a nesher. So we've been speaking quite extensively about a bird which is a dairus, and saying that a bird which is a dairus is not kosher. What is a dairus? Rashi explained that a dairus is a bird that seizes its food with its claws and lifts that food then off the ground to its mouth. Another explanation that Rashi gives about dairus is a bird that breaks off a small piece of food while holding the rest of the food on place on the ground with its foot. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he says that can't be pshat in a dairus, because many times chickens eat in such a manner. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam explains that a dairus is a bird that eats their prey while they're still alive, and without killing the victim and waiting for it to die. The Rashba explains that Rabbeinu Tam is referring to birds that eat other birds alive. However, says the Rashba, birds that eat insects and rodents while they are still alive are not called dairus, because even chickens do that, actually. The Rambam explains that a dairus means a bird that kills the victims by clawing them to death. According to this interpretation, the word dairus is similar to the word drusa that we spoke about so extensively in our previous shiurim. However, Duran says it's not the same. He says, when we spoke about drusa earlier in our shurim, when we spoke about a trefer, we're speaking about an animal that the victim dies through an injection of eres, of venom. Here, when we speak about a dyrus, we're not talking about that the bird who is the attacker put venom into its victim. Birds apparently don't typically have venom. What happened over here was that the attacking bird just attacked the bird into the attacked the victim. We spoke about various things. The zefek, as we've been explaining, is the place on the bird where the food comes in after the food passes through the veshet, after the food passes through the esophagus, before it goes on to the kurkuvin. The kurkuvin is where it gets finally digested. And that is a sign of a kosher bird versus a non-kosher bird. So, as we've learned now, the nesher is the example, as we're going to be learning in our shir, the nesher is the prime of example of a non-kosher bird. So says the Gemara, but tyrin, sheyesh lam etz b'yisera, when the Torah speaks about the tyrant, the doves that have a yetzbi yisayir, that have a zefek, that kurkvan niklav, vein darsin vayichlim tyrim. So here we learn everything that has all of these characteristic tyrim makosha birds. And obviously the question that is an underlying question in this Gemara is that we have two extremes in our Gemara. On one hand, the Gemara described the nesher, and the Gemara said the nesher is a non-kosher bird, seemingly because it has all of these problematic characteristics. If it wouldn't have all of these problematic characteristics, it would be a kosher bird. On the other hand, the Gemara speaks now about a tyrant, and the Gemara describes that the tyrant has all the proper characteristics. It seems, based on that understanding, that only if it has all of these proper characteristics will they be considered a kosher bird. And the question will be, as we will be discussing in Mitzvah Shem this year, what about something in the middle between these two extremes? Amar Abaya, says the Gemara, so we see from here that the Torah, going back to the words of our Mishnah, the Torah describes what is a kosher bird and what is a non-kosher bird. So what did the Mishnah mean when it said that when we speak about a bird, the Simone Oif, the Mishnah said, Lo Nemra, not told us in the Torah. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Lo Nemra, Purushim, Medivri Torah. Their explanations were not given Medaraisa, Ela Medivri Seifrim. The Torah did not explicitly describe what makes a bird kosher, just because the Torah says that the Nesher is Tame, is not kosher bird, and the Tairim, a kosher bird, HaChazal, were able to identify what is the characteristics of a kosher bird and what are the characteristics of a non-kosher bird. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rav Chiyah teaches us in the Brayis, Oif Haba B'Simon Echad. If we have a bird that has only one of the simonim that make a bird kosher, the halacha is that it's tar. L'fish ein daim l'nesher. Because if we've been learning that the nesher is the paradigm of a non-kosher bird, so once the bird has one of the simonim that make a bird kosher, it's not like a nesher, and it'll be kosher. Says the Gemara, because what the Torah is teaching us, the nesher the less like klal, the nesher that has none of the simonim, who the loitechel of a kosher bird, the Torah HaKadosh is telling us, who the loitechel, we may not eat, hayika, but if there will be a bird, the isleichad, that has one simitara, techel, then it will be allowed to eat. In other words, the Ravid explains that what Rav Chiyah is coming to teach us is when the Mishnah said that a bird that isn't a doiris and has the simonit tahar is tar, Rav Chiyah is coming to teach us not that we have to have all of the simonim that were mentioned in the Mishnah. It's enough at this point, Rav Chiyah is teaching us, that has one simon of tahara in its body. The fact that it's a doiris, as we started our shir, when we spoke about a doiris is an external simon. Everything else is on the body. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is that if you'll have a bird that is not a doiris, that's always required. And also it has one of the simonim that makes something kosher, then the halacha is that then the halacha is that it will be considered, then it will be considered a kosher bird. Ask the Gemara, v'leilef mitayrin. But on the other hand, ask the Gemara. So at this point, we have a much more lenient approach to how we look at birds to make them kosher. But ask the Gemara, why don't we say it the other way? V'leilef mitayrin. Ma tyrant ikakula, if tyrant, unless you have all of the simonim that make a bird kosher, only then will it be considered a kosher bird. Shouldn't we say here too, af hachinami, shouldn't we say about here too, that a bird is not going to be considered kosher, ad ikakula arba, until it has all the simonim of tahara? Answers the Gemara, if that's the case, that tyrant becomes the model. And if some bird is not going to be similar to Tyrin, it will not be considered a kosher bird. So when we keep on mentioning, the Tyrin mentions 24 birds that are not kosher. So even if you take Nesher off the list, we still have 23 birds. So ask the Marashar Oifas to Maim the Kas Rachmana. When the Tyrin gave us the list of those other 23 birds, Lomeli, why did the Tyrin have to give us this list? Because since all those 23 birds don't have all of the simonim of kashrus like the Torah has, so then it should be enough to know that we're not allowed to eat them. Why does the Torah have to mention them? So Ramban says, if that's the way we're going to learn, that the way we're going to identify what is a kosher bird is because what the Torah because we look at the Torah and whatever that looks like the Torah is kosher, so then there is no explicit laugh teaching us that the non-kosher birds will not be allowed to be eaten. It will only be, asked the Ramban, a laugh haba machlal say, because the Torah teaches us that the Torah may be eaten. We understand from that anything that's not like the tyrant may not be eaten. So that's why the tyrant felt the need, asked the Ramban on this Gemara's question, to tell us about these other birds, to tell us that if you eat from these non-kosher birds, you'll be over alive. So the Ramban answers what the Gemara means to ask with the question, that instead of the tyrant listing all the non-kosher birds, and as we're going to be learning in our shurim, we don't even know clearly how to identify those non-kosher birds. What we should do now is ask the Ramban, let the Torah just say that any bird which is not like a Torah, we're not allowed to eat. Why did the Torah have to start with letters? With lists? But ask the Gemara, v'nailef nai, but why don't we learn from the birds that the Torah mentions are not kosher, besides, as we're going to see, the Nesher, Peres, Uzniyah, and Oirev, and we should learn as follows. Mahasim Telasa, just like by all these birds, they have three Simone Tahara. They have three signs of a kosher bird, and still we're not allowed to eat them. So from here, we should learn. Avkol Telasa, any bird that only has three simonim of a kosher bird, should any bird that only has three simonim are not allowed to be eaten. For Koshkein, and certainly when the Torah speaks, when we have something that only has two simonim of a kosher bird, or when we speak about something that chad, somebody who only has one kosher bird, one kosher simon, certainly should not be eaten. Why was it necessary to teach us that how did Rav Chiya said that if a bird comes with one good simon, we're allowed to eat it? Imkain, says the Gemara, if we're going to learn that from the 20 birds, that a bird that has even three simoni tahara still may not be eaten, until it has all four simoni tahara. So the question is, Oirev the Kasa Lachman Alamali. Why did the Torah have to tell us that we're not allowed to eat the Oirev? The Oirev only has two Simoni Tahara. Because the obvious question is, Hashta Dislei Tulosa. If we have a bird that has three Simoni Tahara, still the Alach is Loyach Linen. Dislei Trei. So certainly a bird that only has two Simoni Tahara, Mibaye, would it be necessary to teach us? So Taisu says that perhaps a concept that we're going to be learning in our shir soon, that the reason the Torah had to mention it is because there's a rule, Shnei Ksuv Abom Kech Reim Alamdim. If the Torah tells us the same rule twice, it means only where the Torah told us this rule is the rule applicable, nowhere else. And therefore, if the Torah gives us this list, we couldn't learn anything else because it would be a violation of Shnei Ksuv Abom Kech Reim Alamdim. And Taisha says that would have been an excellent question for the Gemara to ask, but the Gemara asked different questions. Ask the Gemara another question. Why did Rav Chia learn a binyan av from the Nesher? And he said that even if, since the Nesher has no siman tahara, that's why it may not be eaten. But any other bird will be allowed to be eaten. Ask the Gemara, why not? Leila Mairav, why don't, instead of learning from the Nesher and come out with this kula, come out with this leniency, we could come out the other way. We could say that if the Torah says that the Oirif, that O has two simoni tahara, may not be eaten, so we should learn from the Af Kol Treloi, every bird that has only two simoni tahara may not be eaten, an opposite conclusion from what he began with. Ask the Gemara, Im Kain, if we're going to learn from an Oirif that even a bird that has two simoni tahara may not be eaten, so says the Gemara, we'll have a different question. Paris Vazniya, the Kasra Rahman Alamali, why did the Torah have to mention Paris Vazniya? Paris Vazniya are birds that only have one simoni tahara. And we should say, Hashtad is Leitrei, if the Oirif that has two simoni tahara, Loichlina, we may not eat, so certainly, Paris was near this lechad mebayim, and asked the Gemara another question. V'nigmar, and in fact, asked the Gemara, why don't we learn from the Paris was near that only have one siman tahara, and we may not eat them? Shouldn't we learn from there that any bird that only has one siman tahara, we may not eat? So after all of these questions, the obvious question comes up. If that's going to be our conclusion, our halachic conclusion. So the question is, Imkei Nesher, the Kasa Rahman Alamli, why did the Torah speak about a Nesher? Because, Hashtad Isleichad Loichlinan, if a bird that only has one simen, we're not allowed to eat, the less Leichlal, so a Nesher that doesn't have any simen tahara, Mebayim, so because of this, says the Gemara, because we've gone back and forth, Ella Nesher, the less Leichlal, who the Loichlal, says the Gemara, that the Nesher who has no simoni tahara may not be eaten, hadal islechad, but if it will have one simon tahara, the echol will be allowed to eat. And that, says Rav Chia, is the basis for my halacha, that I said that only something that's like a Nesher will not be allowed to eat, not allowed to be eaten, anything else will be allowed to be eaten, says the Gemara. El Tam de Kosar Chimana, says the Gemara, that the reason the Torah said Nesher, Halav Haki, if not that the Torah singled out the Nesher, Hav Amina, Leil from Paris Vazniya. As the Gemara just said, we would learn from the Paris Vazniya. But that if something has only one simen, we cannot eat it. Ask the Gemara, how could we say that? As we just discussed a moment ago, Havale Paris Vazniya Shnei Ksuvim Ba'am Kechad. But if we're going to say that way, the Paris Vazniya are going to be two types of birds that are similar, that they're birds that only have one simen, and we're saying that the Torah says that they may not be eaten, and from there we'll learn that any bird that only has one simen tahara may not be eaten. But why would that not be a violation of the halacha that we mentioned a few moments ago of Shnei Ksuvim Ba'am Kechad, a melamdim? Answers the Gemara, where is there a halacha of Shnei Ksuvim Ba'am Kechad, a melamdim? Is when we speak about two things, is they have to be similar. And then we can understand the concept, what the Gemara is teaching us. The Torah, what the Chazal are teaching us. The Torah is based on learning one halacha from another halacha. So the Torah says halacha in one place. We extrapolate from there to everywhere else. But if the Torah says it twice, there's an obvious question. Why did the Torah have to say it twice? We could have learned it from by the Torah saying it once. It must be that the Torah said it twice to tell us the where the halacha is stated, so is the halacha, and where the halacha is not stated, it's not the halacha that way. But this entire explanation is only based on what we're saying is that the same halacha was stated twice. So if the same halacha was stated twice, there's an obvious question, why was it necessary to say the same halacha twice? But if it's not the same halacha that's being stated twice, it's variations, so then we could understand why everyone was mentioned separately and why we could still learn from there to other places. Michti. So now the Gemara has a different question. As we've been discussing, the Torah Esen v'Abe Oifes Tameim Hava. The Torah speaks about 24 non-kosher birds. If there are 24 non-kosher birds, and the Peres Hazniya is obviously part of that group, says the Gemara, Efshe Dechad De'ikah B'Hanich Lek B'Hani. Mathematically, it's not possible that one of the simonim Taharu that are on the Peres Hazniya are in one of the other birds that are listed as not kosher. So we're back to where we started, asked the Gemara. Then we have the same halacha twice, and we come back to the same question, which is that, why is it necessary? How can we learn from there from to anything else? Answers the Gemara, this is what Chazal knew. We know there are 24 non-kosher birds, because if we look at the pasuk and we look at the list in the pasuk, there are 24 non-kosher birds. V'ava simonim, and we also began the shiur with, there are 4 simonim, which identify a bird to be kosher. Says the Gemara, t'losa hadadi b'klula, 3 of those simonim are you find by all birds. Esrim mehem, 20 birds, Shloisha, Shloisha. The 20 birds, this way Rashi explains the Gemara, we'll learn the Gemara with Rashi. 20 birds have the exact same 3 simonim that are kosher. The tray, and there are 2 simonim that are make a bird kosher, found in the Eirev. The chad, the peris, the chad bazniya. There's 1 simon by a peris and 1 simon bazniya. And as we said a moment ago, when we speak about the peris and bazniya, these sabaha, les sabaha, what one of the kosher simonim is by the Paris, and one of them is by the Zniya. So it turns out that bird, like there's no bird, so the 20 birds that have the 3 simonim are the only 20 birds that have those 3 simonim, and we're not going to learn from them. But the other ones are very unique, and therefore, since they're very unique, the Oirif and the Paris for Zniya, that only have 1 simon, but it's not the same simon. So therefore, it's not a situation of Shnei Ksum and Baram Kechod. And therefore, since it's not a situation of Shnei Ksum and Baram Kechod, so we should be able to learn Ma'at Tema Limamene, that we should say that we could learn from Paris and Azniya, that even if it has 1 simon, it should not be allowed to be eaten. Or if it has 2 simon, it would not be eaten. So why did the Torah have to write the Nesher? So says Rav Chiya, Kasar Chumana Nesher, the teacher's Nesha the less like Klal, a Nesha that doesn't have any simon tahara, who do I take, may not be eaten. Hayeka, if you have a bird, this lechad, even if it has 1 simon tahara, the Gemara is saying, chol, unless it's in the list that was not that of the birds that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat. So the main teretz of the Gemara is that there are 4 simonim that has the make a bird kosher, and the only one that has that problem, so to speak, is the Nesher. It's interesting, the Rishash points out, that point wasn't so clearly articulated in the Gemara, but that's what the Gemara means to say. So ask the Gemara, so now that we're learning with a binyan av from a Nesher, that only a bird that has no simon tahara may not be eaten. So now the question is, El Tayrim de Kasra Rahman Alamali, why was it necessary for the Torah to speak about the Tayrim, to teach us we're allowed to eat the Tayrim? Of course we're allowed to eat the Tayrim. Because the only bird we're not allowed to eat is a bird that has none of the Simani Tahara, and the Tayrim clearly does. Do Amar of Akvabachama, what the Torah means to speak about the Tayrim is not to tell us that the Tayrim may be eaten. Of course the Torah may be eaten. It's so very different that from a nesher. But we would think that there may be other criteria necessary to teach us the halacha by the teach us what is the halacha regarding kabbonis. That's what the Torah had to say that it is. So the Gemara has been teaching us that the Paris Vaznia are birds that only have one simen. But the Gemara said the Issa Baha, what happened by one, Le Sabaha, doesn't apply to the other. So most Rishonim explain that the Paris Vaznia only have one simen Tahara, but there are three Simone Toma, and each one is different than the other one. The Rambam, however, says that the Paris Vaznia, both aren't Darsim. They have a Simon Tahara, but they have two Simone Tuma in their body. The Meiri says that the Simon, that the common denominator of all these birds that the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat, he says the common denominator of all of them is that they all Darsim. And since they're all Darsim, the halacha is that they're not, that's why they're not kosher. So as we complete learning the shir, what Rashi explains, we don't exactly know which bird has which simen. But the Torah is teaching us the nesher that has all four of these simoni tama may not be eaten. Because, furthermore, why did the Torah mention all 24 simoni tama? The way to understand it, explains the Ramban now, is very well. If we want to learn from the Nesher, we can't learn from the Nesher. The reason we can't learn from the Nesher, because if we learn from the Nesher, we're going to say only birds that are completely without any simen tahara may not be eaten. Everything else may be eaten. The Torah goes out of its way to speak about the Nesher. What the Torah is trying to do with going out of its way to speak about the other 24 birds is to teach us that even though they don't have the same characteristics of the Nesher, they're still going to be non-kosher because the Torah deemed them to be non-kosher. And the reason that every one of them is listed separately is to avoid the problem of Shnei Ksuma Boim Kechod Ein Melamdim.